What in the world just happened to interest rates? You see, on the 30-year fixed rate, they went up 1/8% in a 24-hour period. And you're like, Dan, you even came out yesterday and said there's no economic news. Here it is. All right, so here's the economic calendar for so far this week. We had Monday, we had the holiday, and then we had Tuesday, which was yesterday. We had the consumer confidence come in, and it came in actually pretty darn good. So what actually caused rates to jump? All right, well, let's get to it. First off, you need to know what happened yesterday. Behind the scenes, or not behind the scenes, but not on the economic calendar. We had a person called Keshkarian. He sits on the Federal Reserve Board right through here. Fed Keshkarian wants to see many, many more months of positive inflation data before rate cuts. So he sits on the Federal Reserve Board. So if he's saying we need many more months, and now we're kind of teetering on June, that's going to push out possibly, here's the fear, possibly the Federal Reserve is not going to start cutting rates for months ahead. Okay, it could be the latter part of 2024. It could be in 2025. All right, so let me explain how this works. I've been telling you guys, you have to pay attention to who's speaking to Wall Street, because their influence for the day is actually going to make the influence for the day. So right through here, you can see Keshkarian is right here. He sits on the Federal Reserve Board, but and these are all the members that sit, or all the members that can vote at the Federal Reserve. Okay, then you see up through here, it says H, N, and D. Hawk, Neutral, and Dove. And you can see each one of these members have a little initial by it. All right, so let me explain these. All right, a hawk is one that's saying interest rates always have to go up. The economy is way too hot. This is going too good. They're always contrarian. So they're like, okay, we need to just keep pushing up rates. That's hawks. Doves, they're on the other tune. They're like, okay, inflation data, it went from 9 to 3. It's good enough. Let's go ahead and cut rates. Then we have the neutral people. They just take the data as it comes in and votes accordingly. That's how I would do it. Okay. So when you have a hawk coming out to the market, you're expecting the markets to say, okay, they're calling for higher interest rates, and that's going to skew the market. That's exactly what happened yesterday. Okay, so the only true, like, solid piece of information we had yesterday was what's going on with home prices. That's the Case-Shiller Index. And it came out, and I started watching a bunch of videos on it, and you have the crash people over here saying, okay, these numbers are just, they're bad. They're no good. You've got to dissect them. But the market's crashing, okay? Then you have the others over there saying, okay, the housing market is always just going to go up, up, and away, and you just have to buy a house. I'm in the middle. I'll say I'm a neutral. I kind of, you know, teeter on both sides of the fence. Let me get to it. Let me explain to you, or go through a few charts with you to show you how data, you can kind of, that analogy is, you can always find some data and charts to support your position. Let me show you what I mean by here. Right through here, this is the median sales price of homes in the United States. Let me get my head out of the way so you guys can see the entire chart, okay? You can see right through here that median home sales price, okay, they peaked right through here. It looks like they peaked in Q4 of 2022 at 442,000. Where are they now? 420,000. Okay, a haircut there of, what, 5%, all right, nationally. Well, let's go to another chart. Here's another chart, U.S. existing home sales prices. Right through here was the peak, June of 2022. It actually came down from there. We were peaked out at 416, dropped all the way down to here, 361. Then we went way back all the way up to 410, dropped down once again. And now we're back up to what? 408 from a high of 416 back when. Again, another 5% haircut nationally. Go to the next one, S&P Case-Shiller. This is one. Look at it. This one just keeps going up, up, and away. And then let's go to the last one, bar charts. I found this one. It was kind of cool because it gives you the price of every home in the, or every state in the country. You can go down through here and you can see New England, and it breaks it down and it shows you there. And those charts are also up, up, and away. So what can you really believe? Here's where I live. I live in Illinois. It's saying our home prices are up, up, and away, and we haven't even blinked. All right, so here's what I want to introduce you guys to. A system that's called Altos Research. And we had Mike on here a couple months ago to explain his system. This is fantastic. So what do you care about, or what should you care about? Where you're looking to live. What do you care if you're looking in Ohio, do you care what Texas or California is doing? No. Okay, so go to Altos Research. I'm going to show you a hack here. AltosResearch.com. When you go there, you're going to hit products. Hit the product button right through here, and then you're going to hit market analysis. What I did is I live in a zip code in 60174, which is called St. Charles, Illinois. Okay, what are my home prices doing here? Because that's where I live. So that's what I care about. So you can go through this analysis, and you can see, well, it's a strong seller's market. The reason being is there's just no homes for sale. Okay, but here's what's happening to our prices. And you go through here and up, down, up, down. But you can see, you know, we've been kind of up, up and away other than right through here. We had April of 2021. They took a slight dip and then they just kept going from there. So that's what you need to understand. Don't care about, you know, what all the property prices are doing all over the country. You need to care about what your market is doing. Okay, so that's that. Another hack. Where do you guys get your credit scores? There's a MyFICO reporting system. There's a couple other different reporting systems. I actually just partnered with Score IQ. Why? Because most of the systems that you pull your credit through is called, they use a scoring system that's called a Vantage Score. Well, no lenders use it. Okay, so lenders use what's called your FICO score. Well, you can go to MyFICO and you can get your report there. That's about it. It does a little bit of, you know, here and there for you. This system is amazing. This system will pull your FICO score, not your Vantage score, your FICO score. You can dispute accounts. You can review accounts. It'll tell you when to pay on those accounts. It does all kind of things at a fraction of the price. I look at this system as kind of the do-it-yourself credit repair system. Plus, it puts all these pieces of the product in your lap. Okay, that's number one. You need to figure out where your credit score is. Step number two, if you're looking to buy a house, you got to figure out, can you afford it? And, you know, what price range can you afford? Because the top three questions I get are this. Dan, what's going to go on with home prices? Which we talked about briefly here. What's going to go on with interest rates? We talked about it briefly here. And how much can I afford? Well, this is the calculator for you. So there's a link down below. It says Max Price Calculator. What it does is it does a lot of things and it puts it right in your lap. So you're going to go through here and you're going to say, okay, how much do I have for a down payment? Just to give you a little trick here, you need 3% if you're going with a conventional loan. I would say if your credit scores are 700 and more, put in 3%. If your credit scores are 700 or less, put in 3.5%. The reason being is FHA might be the best product for you. And FHA requires 3.5% of a down payment, where conventional loans, if you're looking to be a first-time home buyer, only requires 3%. Okay, so that's the conundrum there. Then you go through here and just keep the rate is what it is. Or, you know, if you want to be precise, put in about 7.25%. That's where rates are right now. Then what you're going to do is you're going to go down through here and put in how much money do you make each year? So you're going to put that in. Based on your credit report that you just pulled from the system I showed you, you're going to put in what your debts are right through here, okay? And then if you have a co-borrower, they're going to put in their information right here. Here's where the magic starts. You're going to go to the next screen. It's going to tell you right through here. How much can you afford? But it's going to give you multiple answers. It's going to go down through here. It's going to say, well, if you want to play it safe, you can afford a $228,000 home, okay? Put your payment at $1,800. If you want to get a little conservative, about 326. You want to get in the main range of where most people are, about 412. Now you want to get a little aggressive. You're like saying, well, maybe in this case you have a spouse that makes cash, okay, and they have additional income. So you're like, okay, I can support this value or this value. Okay, I wouldn't suggest going all the way up to risky if you don't have any additional assets or anything behind the scenes, but that's me. But this is basically breaks down what you could qualify for. And then it goes through much, much more. It tells you based in these areas, what else was your bills be, what your payment's going to be, what other costs are going to be based on where this property is located. It's going to tell you the average utilities for that area and the average maintenance. And then you go down through here and it's going to tell you a whole bunch of other things. You need money for a down payment. Well, you need money for closing costs too. So it's going to accumulate everything in here basically at one spot to tell you what your payment's going to be, how much you're going to need at closing, and which product you probably are most likely going to choose when you're buying your first house. So how do you wrap all this together? Well, we can help you step by step by step with this. My name is Dan Frio. I'm a mortgage loan officer licensed in all 52 states as well as Puerto Rico. Yes, I'm licensed all over the country. That's not common. And I'm also a mortgage broker set up with, at this point, we have 33 different lenders. We used to have 70. We got rid of a lot of them. Some of them went out of business, unfortunately. And some of them just wasn't giving us what we needed in a partner. So we have now 33 lenders. How does that benefit you? Well, it benefits you in this way. Do you get sick and tired of calling, you know, 5, 6, 7 different banks to get pre-approved, see what their rates are, what their closing costs are, and all this other stuff? How about you use us? Okay, well, here's what we do. It's one application, one credit pool, and we're going to shop your loan to over 33 different lenders. Take that burden off of you to help ensure that you're getting the best rate and the best fees in the market at that time. So that's where we are. How to figure this out, go to theRateUpdate.com, and you're going to find, here it is, First step I want you to do after you do all that other stuff, check to see if you're eligible for any grants. Okay, there's a grant tab up there. It's fantastic. Click that and it's going to route you over to some different grant programs to see if you qualify for those grant programs. And they're all the way up to $7,500. Why is there only three on this chart? Well, we went all over the country and we said, okay, what kind of grant would I use? Okay, I don't want to have to pay another loan. I don't want to have to pay it, you know, 10 years from now when I go to sell my house or refinance. I just want, is there anything out there that just, it'll give me money? Okay, that's what this thing does. Okay, the bank funds this with, along with Fannie Mae. So it's a, there's three possibilities. You can get 2% of your down payment is one option. The second option is you're going to get $5,025. The next option, you could qualify for up to $7,500 and there's no payback. So that's the best route I would go for there. So that's it for today, guys. Sorry, it was a little bit long, but I hope you got some value out of it. We will be live today. Me and Kyle Seagraves of Win the House You Love will be live this afternoon for you guys to ask any of your home buying questions. So thanks, and I hope to see you then. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do so right over there. Thanks so much, guys. See you later. Bye-bye.